Yes. Amelie for Souls. Overture was slow away. Overture is at the back of the field. Aquarius on the inside broke out well, but on the outside, Stokesy in the striped cap going off to lead them. Racing in third, Stars in Heaven just being nudged along to keep up with the pace. Forest Spy on the inside. Surge of Power is very wide, four wide as they head into that turn. Coastal Path in orange colours in between horses. Then three quarters to Overture on the inside. Champanel is on that one's outside, being nudged along as well, and Mars Vigilante in a white cap is on the rail at the back of the field, now being asked to get a move on. 500 metres left to go as they're about to turn into the home straight, and Stokesy leads the way by 2.5 to 3 lengths over Aquarius in second. Forest by third on the far side, then Stars in Heaven. Coastal Path has moved up on the outside as well. Overture's got a bit of work to do. It's in front, Stokesy. Aquarius is wearing him down strongly down the centre of the track. Then came Forest Spy at Stokesy in front. Aquarius lunging at the line and grabbed him. Aquarius won it from in second. Stokesy, Forest Spy, Overture. Then came Coastal Path further back in the field. Number 9, Aquarius and Mozzieni for Kelly Mitchley, Messrs. Etienne Braun and Cameron Braun, bred by the Narrow Creek Stud, the foil daughter of Rafif out of a Karari Mare, Star of Excellence, bred by the Narrow Creek Stud, the filly in the race, now got 2 wins from 9 starts, number 9. Second placing will go to Stokesy, number 5. Third to Forest Spy, number 1 on the inside. And then came Overture, number 7. 9, 5, 1, and 7 is the provisional race results for race 7 on the card. So Stokesy tried to go start to finish. Led them in a striped cap, 2 off the inside rail. But Aquarius down the center of the track came with a massive run, lunges as they reach the line and goes on by about a neck to beat Stokesy. 9, 5, 1, 7, the provisional result.
Runners at the park, post here looking at Enamored in the green sash, red cap, ran promisingly first time out at Yarmouth, and then just a little bit below that form, possibly a south world second time.